When you look at the national rankings of the four teams, would it be fair to say this is one of the strongest Final Fours in the history of the league?
I'm not positive on that. I don't know the exact history of some of the other Final Fours that have taken place. On saying that, yeah, it's definitely a strong field. BC's, been one basically the second half of the year the whole time. Maine's been right at top 10 all year long. UMass pretty much as well. So yeah, it's a great Final Four here for Hockey East. So it should be exciting. Should be a lot of fun.
Rich, you can go with a follow-up if you want.
Okay. Just on that theme, Jay, by my count, there'll be 42 NHL draft picks on the ice, not counting Macklin, four Hobey Baker finalists. What does this say about the quality of the four rosters?
Yeah, it tells you that all four rosters are really deep. I think it also says a lot about where college hockey is right now. There's a lot of talent in college hockey. It's a great development path, and you see guys moving on from this level, having success in the National Hockey League. So it's great to see. I think college hockey is in a great spot right now.
Bell, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Any update on Cade Weber and his availability?
No update right now. It'll be he'll be a game time decision. So we won't know really till maybe even puck drop.
Gracie, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. Just what's the excitement level during this time of the season, especially playing Maine, a team that was so competitive when you were at BU?
This is the time of year that I think you get excited for. You work all year to get opportunities like this. This is the fun part when you're competing for a championship, and I know our guys are excited, so we're looking forward to it. It's a great environment being taken place at the TD Garden. Our guys have experience playing there in the Beanpot, so it's a lot of fun.
Rick, go ahead.
Coach, special teams importance is really amplified during playoffs. So where do you feel the team stands in terms of the power play, penalty kill, and also 3-on-3 for overtime?
I like our special teams. They've been much improved this year. Power play has been really good. Kim Brandbold's done a heck of a job running that, making adjustments. Guys have gotten better. It's been really good towards the end of the year. Penalty kill too is much improved. We started off really slow, and we were at the first maybe 4 or 5 games, we were maybe like 50%, and since then we've been really good. Joe Pereira runs the PK, done a heck of a job. Guys have bought into what we're trying to do. There won't be any 3-on-3 in anymore, so
Well, that's right.
hopefully we don't have to worry about that.
And as a follow-up, does Maine present any special problems on the power play? They had some success in the earlier meetings.
They have a really good power play. They use two units too. Both units spread out evenly. They both have been producing for them, so yeah, there's no question they're dangerous. You can't just worry about one unit. Both their units are very strong.
Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Jay. Jay, how special is it to have not just one, but two BU players recognized as Hobey Baker top 10 finalists?
It's awesome to see both very well deserved for both those guys. We're not where we're at without those two guys. They've been great players for us, great teammates. I know our guys are really happy for them, and hopefully, when it comes down to it, one of them gets to win it.
Just as a follow here, Jay, it's so difficult to score goals at any level, but for a 17-year-old to come in as a freshman, put up 30 in Hockey East, what does that say about Macklin?
It's really impressive. I think he's, I've said a lot about him. He's been preparing for this for a long time. I think he's prepared his whole life. He works at it. He loves the game. He has a passion for it. So I think that's a big reason why he's as good as he is. He puts the work in. He wants to get better every single day, and that's what he does. And he gets rewarded because of it. So can't say enough great things about him. Very impressive for what he's doing. Very hard to do in a tough league too. So good for him.
Thanks, Jay.
Eric, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Coach, would you mind just giving kind of a big picture thought on where you feel like your defense, kind of from where they started to where they progressed through the year to now, how well they've played here the last couple of games going into the semis and finals?
Are you talking team defense or defensemen?
Just like team defense, generally speaking, and I assume that, you know, the defensemen have a big part of that, but just kind of your defense, generally speaking.
Yeah, our team defense has gotten much better second half. First half, even again, going back, talking about the penalty kill, beginning of the year, our D zone was, we were very sloppy. We were letting way too many chances get to our slot. We've done a much better job of protecting our slot, not giving up second and third chances. So overall, you know, it's been much better. And, you know, it's all five guys in our system. You know, we don't play man-on-man. We have layers. So you need everyone to be responsible, everyone doing their jobs, everyone talking, communicating. So it's a group effort. And we have some young defensemen back there who, you know, have gotten much better, improved understanding how we play defense, better angles, better sticks, ending plays quicker so we can get going on transition. So all those things factor into playing good team defense. And then you have our goaltender who's been very good for us. So it's all those guys together having good team defense.
And then just as a quick follow-up on Caron, I feel like he might be the guy that no one talks about in the league more than, you know, who's, you know, deserves to be talked about. Can you just talk a little bit about his season and how much confidence you have in him and how much maybe the experience of at least getting a couple of games in the Garden helps when he has to then go do it again on this stage?
Yeah, he's gotten better and better all season long, game to game, week to week, month to month. And he's been very good down the stretch. I think it's been great for him to get that experience in the bean pot. Those are high pressure situations, playing against excellent teams. And for him to gain that experience going into the playoffs here, I think is going to help him. We're very confident in him. So he's been great for us. So I'm really happy.
Thanks, Coach.
Rich, go ahead.
Jay, back to Macklin. How is he, a 17-year-old, able to physically hold up after this long season, plus Sweden thrown in there as well?
Again, it goes back to his preparation. He works just as hard off the ice. He's in excellent shape. He's very strong for a 17-year-old. He's every bit of 190, 195 pounds. So physically, he's mature. So he can handle the wear and tear. He puts a lot of work in the offseason. So he's prepared for it. So I think that's a big reason why he can hold up physically.
We're going to take two more, starting with Andrew.
Hey, Jay. You had quite a few seniors on last year's team, you know, that moved on. Just how valuable was it to have Case McCarthy come back and the leadership that he's brought?
Yeah, really important. Him and Sam Stevens, both of them are grad seniors for us who went through it last year. You know, I think with Case getting injured, you know, I think he felt like there's a little bit of unfinished business. And then Sam, you know, willing to come back for his fifth year has been huge for us. They're big leaders on their team. They know what, how we need to play, how we need to act on and off the ice. They're great leaders for our group, and it just helps us, you know, be a more complete team.
And we'll close things out with Gracie.
Hi, Coach. Just how important will line matchups be tomorrow, especially against a top-heavy first line with the Nadeau brothers?
We're really comfortable playing all our lines against anyone. Of course, you know, there's times when you want certain matchups, whether it's D-zone faceoffs. But a lot of times for us too, it's more making sure we have certain D out against certain lines. But, you know, we do feel comfortable using all four of our lines against anyone.